With only three films, Sandeep Reddy Vanga has become Indian cinema's high priest of destructive machismo. This is an artist who revels in high testosterone dramas, which are led by protagonists who, pardon my language, have zero fucks to give. Sandeep also revels in being an agent provocateur. Watch that last post-credits shot in Animal. I suspect it was inserted specially for his critics. When I interviewed Sandeep after the release of Kabir Singh, our conversation ended with him saying,
"It will be more. It will be more because these guys are calling this film as a violent film. I want to tell them, I'll show them what violent film will be."
Sandeep has kept good on his promise. Animal has violence of every sort, emotional, psychological, sexual, physical. Men go at each other with and without weapons. In one sequence, Vijay, played by Ranbir Kapoor, uses a custom-built, gigantic, hitched-to-its-own-vehicle machine gun to decimate the lobby of a hotel and dozens of bad guys. In another, Vijay and Abrar, played by a ferocious Bobby Deol, break each other's bones on an airstrip. We're told that they've been fighting shirtless for 2 hours. Men also go at women. In one scene, Vijay grabs his wife's neck. In another, he points a gun at a pregnant woman who is in the throes of labor. And this is the hero of the film. Honestly, I missed Kabir, who seems in comparison like a stable, functional human being. Sandeep, who has directed, written and edited Animal, has an incredibly narrow and specific idea of what constitutes masculinity. Early in the film, Vijay gives his girlfriend Gitanjali a talk about alpha males and how humans lived in prehistoric times. He said that the alphas hunted and fed the family, while women cooked and tended to the children. But they also had the agency to choose which man they would reproduce with. Of course, the alpha. Alpha here is interpreted as a license to be an emotionally stunted class A jerk and, more dangerously, a mass murderer. As a schoolboy, Vijay takes an assault rifle to the classroom because his sister is ragged. As a man, he kills without pause and without remorse. And the film doesn't judge him for it. It's all part of being alpha, with Harshvardhan Rameshwar's thundering BGM underlining it every step of the way. Soon after that alpha chat, Gitanjali dumps her fiancé and goes with Vijay instead. He takes her in his private plane and they get married in this tiny temple in the Himalayas. The two make love in the plane. Vijay says it's also his first time. Meanwhile, the plane continues to be airborne on autopilot. This is presented as grand passion. Gitanjali, who is as meek and submissive in these early scenes as Preeti was in Kabir Singh, doesn't see Vijay's behavior as slightly unhinged. And she's the smartest, most fleshed out female character in the film. The rest of the women mostly provide sex, food and caretaking services. All, grandmoms, moms, sisters, wives, suffer these awful men in silence. Mercifully, later in the film, Gitanjali pushes back. Sandeep's talent lies in his portrayal of toxic relationships. He has a flair for rawness and emotional intensity. He's willing to confront ugliness. In fact, he actively seeks it out. Here, the thorniest relationship is between Vijay and his father, Balbir Singh. Balbir, the richest industrialist in the country, is the ultimate overachieving, abusive, absentee father. And Vijay, who worships him, grows up scarred. The eager-to-please boy becomes a trigger-happy man who is capable of being offensive and obnoxious. He's also capable of inflicting horrific violence. This is a man who needs therapy badly, but he dismisses the psychologist who offers help. He is a brute, but a lesser brute in comparison to Abrar, a killer who rapes and hits women with impunity. The dysfunctional relationship between fathers and sons is practically a subgenre in Hindi cinema. From Mughal-e-Azam in 1960 to Shakti in 1982 to Udaan in 2010. Ranbir Kapoor himself has mined this material in several of his films, including Tamasha and Sanju. Sandeep pushes the bond to its limits and his actors, Ranbir and Anil Kapoor, deliver on the emotion and the hurt these scenes require. In one sequence, father and son reunite after a long gap. The expression of sorrow and regret in Anil's eyes hits hard. And Ranbir is absolutely brilliant as this unhinged train wreck of a man. We've seen the violence simmering in earlier characters he's played. Think of Wade's cruelty to Tara in Tamasha, or the aggression with which Jordan throws Sheena on the couch in Rockstar, or the way in which Ayan gives Alize the middle finger in Ae Dil Hai Mushkil after declaring his love for her while she stands in her bridal finery waiting to be married to someone else. These shades of pain, hostility, rage come together and erupt in Animal. I don't know any other contemporary Hindi film actor who could pull off what Ranbir does here. But this brilliance is in service of a story which is cheerfully misogynistic, morally bankrupt, and stomach-churningly violent. All of which I could have endured if the drama and emotions had held. But about an hour into the film, Sandeep loses his grip on the storytelling and he doesn't get it back. The director seems besotted with blood, and the sequences which follow become like hastily written connective tissue so that we can just go back to the killing. Especially the subplot involving Tripti Dimri, it's comically underwritten. The focus and sweat seems to have been expended on designing the violence. At one point, we get three back-to-back action sequences, including one in which Vijay decimates dozens of men with an axe in a corridor. It's Old Boy meets the legend of Maula Jutt. But here, there is this added touch of Sikh men who are also killers, but they're functioning here like a Greek chorus and singing Arjanveli while Vijay goes into slasher mode. Sandeep choreographs this mayhem to music with skill, but just when you think it's done, more men arrive and naturally the killing continues. This film runs for 203 minutes and 29 seconds. So before stepping into the theatre, ask yourself, what is your threshold? At the end of Animal, a female character throws up. I'm not gonna lie, I felt the same. You can see Animal at a theatre near you.